urban students or poor students particularly grow up in a natural growth way. Their parents tend to be directive. They tend to tell them things to do, you know, go brush your teeth, go set the table, go wash the dishes. It's not a conversation. It's mostly, let's do this, let's do that, let's move forward. And students follow those directions because it's their parents. But they also get a lot of free time where their free time is not structured. It's open. They can do what they want. They make up their own games. They play. They do whatever they want. They also carry a lot of responsibility. They have to get up, make their own breakfast, wash their clothes, clean their house, take care of their siblings, get to school by themselves. They do a lot of independent work. So they come to school with a much more independent mindset than you would see with maybe suburban students who have a mother at home and a father who works, or where there's money so that there's someone there taking care of them all the time. But it can cause some tension in school, because when you go to school, then you're told what to do. You're told when to do this and when to do that. You're not independent in the way that you are at home in your own personal decisions. When you think about students who are independent and are able to do what they want to do when they're at home and are able to take care of themselves, and they bring that independence into school, you have to be able to understand that, but also let them know that we are in school with others and that we have to follow certain procedures so that everyone is safe and everyone is comfortable and content here so that we can all learn.